أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله يا الصلاة يا الصلاة يا الصلاة يا الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Please straighten the rows, safed rows farma lijiyega. Mobile phone band kar lijiye. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله Inshallah, after the remaining dua, the lessons of hadith from Riyadh al-Salihin will take place. Brothers requested to participate, inshallah. Waqiyah dua ke baad, darsa hadith hoga. Saathiyon se guzarish hai ke isme zarur shirkat farmaye. Jazakallah khair. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma tisalam. Kassalam. Tabarak tiyad al-jalali wal-ikram. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina maulana muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina maulana muhammad wa alayka wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fi al-akhirati hasana wa qina azab al-nar. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك وجعلنا من عبادك الراشدين. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عما سواك. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، الحمد لله. محترم بھائی دوستو بزرگو, my dear respected brothers and elders, we were continuing through the chapter Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has established, باب الخوف, the chapter in which Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brings those ahadith in regards to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this quality of khawf. Khawf literally translates as fear. And the whole purpose of khawf and fear in Islam is not to make us very scared and not to make us very anxious, but rather it's to act as a deterrent, a barrier. That when a person is fearful of something, when you see a lion and you're scared of the lion, you change the path, you go on a different path. So similarly, when a person hears about the adab that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared in the akhirah, and a person hears about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment that He has prepared for those people who do not follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person stops doing bad actions, a person stops the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has two types of qualities, and this is very important for us to understand that the ulama mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has two types of qualities, sifatul jalal and sifatul jamal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the qualities of magnanimity, I think that's the word in English, of might, of power, of qudra. And the whole purpose of these qualities is so that a person understands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is powerful, Allah is mighty. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the qualities of jamal, the qualities of beauty. Allah's rahmah, Allah's maghfirah, Allah's forgiveness, Allah's compassion, Allah's kindness, Allah's love. All of these qualities are there so a person understands the full picture of who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And that's why it's very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that He has the quality of ghadab, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets angry at servants who disobey Him. And Allah has the quality of rahmah as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is loving to the believers and to those who obey Him. So in this bab, in this chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi is bringing those ahadith in which adab of the hereafter, the terror of the hereafter is discussed. So a person can understand that a time will come where I will have to die, I will have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if my actions were in accordance to the commands of Allah ta'ala, with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I have a chance. Otherwise I have no chance. Because everybody will be judged. However, when everybody is judged, the believers, their judgment will be very easy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha, she mentions, Ya Rasulullah, Allah ta'ala mentions in the Quran that every person will be judged. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, ذَاكَ الْعَرْضُ, that is the ard, peshi. Ke har ek ke samne jo hai, apne kitab nama amal pesh kiya jayega. However, وَمَن نُوقِشَ الْحِسَابُ عُذِّبَ, whoever Allah ta'ala questions and interrogates, they will definitely be punished. Meaning whoever Allah ta'ala starts going into the minutiae, the small details of what they used to do in the dunya, definitely they will be punished. So that's why the dua that we should all be reading, Allahumma hasibna hisaban yaseera. Oh Allah, give us a very easy hisab. Meaning that, oh Allah, don't even go into asking the questions. The ulama mentioned under the ayah of the Quran, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابٍ يَسِيرًا. The people who will be given their book of deeds in their right hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them a very easy reckoning. And the ulama mentioned under this, the scholars of tafsir, that what that means is Allah ta'ala will take them into a private space, not in front of everybody. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them their book of deeds. And Allah will say, read. And they will start reading. And every time they come to a bad deed that they did in the dunya, they will become sad, they will feel sadness. Ya Allah, what's going to happen to me? And then they will carry on reading and they will read the good things that they did in the dunya and they will feel happy. And this is how they will continue to read. When they get to the end, they will look back and all of the bad deeds that they had, Allah Ta'ala will have converted that to good deeds. And then Allah Ta'ala will give their book of deeds in their right hand. So they will realize that I had no chance of entering Jannah except through the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everybody who enters Jannah will know, okay, this is through Allah's mercy. I had no chance of doing this myself. So, last week we were going through these ahadith, a few ahadith Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brings, in which he describes the state of the people on the day of Qiyamah, the way that they will be sweating. That some people's sweat will reach till their ankles, some people's sweat will reach till their knees, some people's sweat will reach till their waist, some people till their shoulders, some people till ansafi udunihi, till their ears. And some people will be drowning in their own sweat. This will be a result of the a'mal in the dunya. Dunya is a place of a'mal. Every word we say, every action we make, every niyat we have, every intention we have, all of these are a'mal. And on the day of Qiyamah, on the basis of one's a'mal and deeds, how did you fare in the dunya? From the time you woke up in the morning till the time you went to sleep at night, what did you do? What did you say? What was your intention? Mehman Nawazi, you're inviting guests to our house, being kind to people, smiling at people, being good to people. What was your intention? Was your intention to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or was your intention that people think I'm a nice guy? People think I'm a generous person? People think I'm a lovely person? People think, you know, if our intention is always what people are thinking, first of all, we'll never be happy, we'll always be worried. What if people are thinking wrong of me? If someone just gives me a mean stare, or if someone doesn't smile back at me, automatically I'll feel, what have I done? If my intention is to do something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'll be very relaxed, very carefree. I did it for the sake of Allah. If the reaction was the way I wanted, or if the reaction was a good reaction, alhamdulillah. And if the reaction wasn't that, alhamdulillah, because I did it for the sake of Allah. So it's fine, it's done, the action is done. So a person is carefully relaxed. That's why the ulama teaches muhasaba. That night time you sit and you think to yourself, why did I do what I did throughout the day? What did I do today? Where did I slip up? Where did I make a mistake? What can I improve on for the next day? And the ulama mentioned this quality of muhasaba is very important for a person's spiritual development. Otherwise a person is stagnant. They think, you know what, I'm doing fine anyway, I'm okay. When a person sits at night time and thinks, you know what, could I increase on tomorrow? Even a'mal. How much dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did I do today? How much tilawah of Quran did I do today? What good actions? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at Fajr time would ask the question, who managed to visit a sick person today? Who managed to attend the janazah today? All of who managed to help someone today? All of these questions, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's hand would be up at Fajr time. Before the day has even started, he's done everything. Subhanallah, the famous hadith Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu mentions, Allah ta'ala gave me, there was a time when Allah gave me a lot of barakah in my wealth increased. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the announcement at the time of the Battle of Tabuk, who is going to donate and help and give sadaqah so to fund the expedition of the Battle of Tabuk. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu thought to himself, he says, I thought to myself, Allah has given me a lot of barakah in my wealth, I have a lot of wealth at this moment in time. Today is the day in which, inshallah, I will do musabaqah and I will complete and I will have a competition with Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and maybe today, inshallah, I can go ahead of him. So he says, I took out half of my wealth and I brought half of my wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about it, half of your wealth. You have £5,000, £2,500. It's a very difficult thing to do. Person is thinking, I need this for this and I need that for that. Even taking out zakat, which is 1/40th of our wealth, is very hard. So this is 50% of his wealth he brought. And he thought, today definitely, I've beaten Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, because Allah has given me a lot of wealth at this moment in time and I brought half of it. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu brings a pile which is smaller than his. Smaller than his. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam initially asked Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, oh Umar, what did you leave at home? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, I left half at home. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu brings his pile, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is looking, thinking the pile is smaller than mine. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks, oh Abu Bakr, what did you leave at home? And he said, Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning everything I had at home, I brought it. This is sacrifice in the dunya, because the life of dunya is nothing. Life of Akhirah is everything. There's sacrifices in this dunya. Just yesterday I was reading some of the pious people in the past, subhanAllah. You know, the amount of a'mal they would do on a daily basis. There were many of them. Imam Hafiz Shamsuddin Zahabi rahmatullahi alayhi in his Sirah Alamin Nubala, he mentioned so many of these great scholars and pious people of the past, if you said to them, tomorrow you're going to die, they would not be able to add any good amal to their life, to their day. Already their day, every single second was accounted for and spent in good actions. They could not even improve for the next day. That's how one great saint of Allah Ta'ala, Sayyidatuna Mu'adha radiallahu anha, rahmatullahi alayha, she was the wife of one of the great awliyaullah. She would stand in tahajjud every night, all night long. And she would say, Ajibtu, I am amazed at someone who is going to be sleeping in the grave for such a long period of time. How can his eyes close in this dunya at night time? I don't understand how your eyes can close when you know, guaranteed, you're going to die and you're going to sleep for maybe hundreds of years, such a long period of time. How can your eyes close in this dunya? When in this dunya, if you made the sacrifice, if you pleased Allah Ta'ala, everything after that is going to be good. And in this dunya, if you messed up, and in this dunya, if you didn't do good a'mal, everything, your eternity is not going to be very good. So, Sayyidina... I'll just read from this hadith, inshallah. I can't remember where I stopped last week.
وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال
يعرق الناس يوم القيامة حتى يذهب عرقهم في الأرض 70 ذراعا ويلجمهم حتى يبلغ آذانهم. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that a person will be sweating on the day of Qiyamah so much to the extent that حتى يذهب عرقهم في الأرض 70 ذراعا, that his sweat will go into the earth underneath him for 70 ذراعs. ذراع is arm's length. The ذراع is an arm's length. So 70 arm's lengths, the person's sweat will go into the earth out of fear. Like I mentioned last week, what are the reasons? Because first of all, everybody, the whole of humanity will be, cramped in this maidan, in this plain of hashar, the mahshar. And secondly, the sun is going to be just directly above our heads. And on top of that, the anxiety, the fear, the terror, that what is going to happen to me? Just what, you're concerned, you're going to get your results, or, police pull you over, and you, the sweat, what's going to happen, what they're going to say, is there something wrong? Any time a person is fearful, automatically that body starts to become hot. So all of these things mixed together, a person is going to sweat profusely. So this a person's sweat is going to be such, it's going to go 70 ذراعs into the earth, all the way to the bottom. وَيُلْجِمُهُمْ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ آذَانَهُمْ, and he will totally surround him until it reaches his ears as well. So this is continuing from the last topic. وَعَنْهُ قَالَ كُنَّا مَعْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِذْ سَمِعَ وَجْبَةً فَقَالَ هَلْ تَدْرُونَ مَا هَذَا قُلْنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَعْلَمْ قال هذا حجر رمي به في النار منذ 70 خريفا فهو يهوي في النار الآن حتى انتهى إلى قعرها فسمعتم وجبتها. رواه مسلم. Again, Sayyidina Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه narrates that we were with Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم when we heard a noise, like a clanging sound, a loud noise. فقال هل تدرون ما هذا؟ Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم asked us, do you know what that sound is? Meaning that Sahaba heard this as well. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم asked this question because he knew the Sahaba had also heard this sound. قُلْنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ عَلَمُ. We replied, Allah and His Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم know best. قَالَ هَذَا حَجَرٌ رُمْيَ بِهِ فِي النَّارِ. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that this is a stone which was thrown into the fire of Jahannam منذ 70 خَرِيفًا, 70 years ago. It was thrown from the top of the fire of Jahannam 70 years ago. فَهُوَ يَهُوِي فِي النَّارِ الْآنَ حَتَّى انْتَهَى إِلَىٰ قَعْرِهَا. It had continued to descend into the fire of Jahannam until now it's finally reached the bottom of the fire of Jahannam. Imagine the depth of the pit of the fire of Jahannam. فَسَمِعْتُمْ وَجْبَتَهَا. You've just heard this loud clanging noise, this loud sound that it has made. So first of all, this sound, this was obviously through the suhba and the blessed companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala opened up this sound to the Sahaba, that they heard this sound. Because it's something of the unseen, Jahannam, and a sound of a stone dropping in Jahannam. But this was an example that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to share with the Ummah. So this was a sound which was made, which the Sahaba were made to hear.
وعن عدي بن حاتم رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما منكم من أحد إلا سيكلمه ربه ليس بينه وبينه ترجمان فينظر أيمن منه فلا يرى إلا ما قدم وينظر أشأم منه فلا يرى إلا ما قدم وينظر بين يديه فلا يرى إلا النار تلقاء وجهه فاتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة. متفق عليه.
سیدنا عدی بن حاتم رضی اللہ عنہ روایت فرماتے ہیں کہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ تم میں سے ہر ایک قیامت کے دن اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی ان سے گفتگو کریں گے, ان سے بات فرمائیں گے. لیس بینہ و بینہ ترجمان, ان کے درمیان اور اللہ تعالی کے درمیان کوئی ترجمہ کرنے والا نہیں ہوگا. اللہ تعالی روبرو ان کے سامنے ہوں گے اور اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی ان سے خود بخود بات کریں گے. فینظر ایمن منہ, تو انسان اپنے دایاں طرف دیکھے گا. فلا یرا الا ما قدم, وہ نہیں پائے گا اپنے دایاں طرف سوائے وہ اعمال جو اس نے دنیا کے اندر کیا تھا اور آگے بھیجا ہے اپنے لیے. وینظر اشأم منہ, اپنا بایاں طرف دیکھے گا اور اسی طرح بایاں طرف صرف اپنا اعمال پائے گا جو اس نے دنیا کے اندر کیا تھا. وینظر بین یدیہ, اپنے سامنے دیکھے گا, نظر کرے گا. فلا یرا الا النار تلقاء وجهہ, اپنے منہ کے سامنے, منہ اپنے بالکل سامنے دیکھے گا تو جہنم کا آگ ہوگا. فتقوا النار, تو جہنم سے بچو, اپنے آپ کو جہنم سے بچاؤ. ولو بشق تمرۃ, اگرچہ یہ
آدھا کھجور کا آدھا حصہ صدقہ میں دے کر اللہ کے راستے میں خرچ کر کے اگر ہو تو اسی طرح اپنے آپ کو جہنم سے بچاؤ. So this hadith, Sayyidina Atim ibn Hatim radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has replied, each and every single one of you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will speak to him directly on the day of Qiyamah. There will be no interpreter between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will speak directly. This is believer, non-believer, everyone. But the believer's treatment is going to be different. Believers will see this loving Allah, this kind Allah, this merciful Allah. When they see Allah Ta'ala, the way Allah will communicate with them, the way Allah Ta'ala will talk to them, everything, they will just get so happy. And when the disbeliever sees Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, it's a conversation they don't want to have. They will meet Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, who is going to send them into the adab. And they will be terrified of this conversation. One-to-one meeting with Allah, because they're going to have to answer for the whole life which they wasted. فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَقَ He will look at his right hand side and he will not see except for those a'mal which he did in the dunya and he sent ahead for himself. And then he will look at his left hand side and he will not see except for those deeds that he sent ahead for himself from the dunya. And then he will look in front of him and he will not see except for the fire of Jahannam. The only thing he will see is the fire of Jahannam. Remember, the fire of Jahannam on the day of Qiyamah is going to surround the mahshar. The mahshar, the place where everybody will be judged. It will be surrounded by the fire of Jahannam. A person will be able to see Jahannam. So imagine the terror of being surrounded. And this is another reason the ulama mentioned why the heat of the mahshar is going to be more intense, because the fire of Jahannam will have surrounded it. فَاتَّقُوا النَّارِ And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, so save yourself from the fire of Jahannam. Fear the fire of Jahannam, meaning save yourself from the fire of Jahannam. وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَةٍ Even if it may be by giving half of a date and spending half of a date in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning never regard any good deed as small. Never regard any good deed. It's a mistake we make, because we don't know behind which deed Allah ta'ala's maghfirah is written. So we should never think this is a small action, small sunnah, small amal. So it's very important. Every single action we should, you know, be eager to do, because we don't know which one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. So in one hadith, a beautiful hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that there are 40 actions, there are 40 deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for any of those 40 deeds, Allah ta'ala will forgive a person. Any of those 40 deeds. وَأَعْلَاهَا مَنِيحَةُ الْعَنْزِ And the greatest of those 40 deeds is to give a goat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest of those deeds is to give a goat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Sahaba and the narrator of the hadith, one of the narrators, he mentions, I couldn't think of 40 deeds which are smaller than that deed. Meaning, which deed is it that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you do them, Allah will forgive you. He says, I started to count and I could only think of 25. I could only think of 25 deeds which are smaller than that, meaning there are more very, you know, small actions that a person doesn't even regard as big, but by doing them, Allah will forgive the servant. And then he mentions, the narrator of the hadith, he says, I started to count, you know, replying to the, you know, reply, giving the salam, replying to the salam. When somebody sneezes, replying to the sneeze, removing something harmful from the path. He said, we counted what could be smaller than the action of manihatul amz. And he says, we only could think of 25, meaning there was another 15 that we have no clue. Which small actions Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referring to? Okay, you do them, Allah will forgive you. Meaning Allah's rahmah is so vast. Never think of any deed as small. Anytime a person gets the opportunity to do any amal, we should always do pahal. We should always put ourselves forward and we should do the action. InshaAllah, we'll stop there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to practice upon these few words. Everyone ready to do this, inshaAllah? Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.